One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.
It's always the most watched TV event in Australia. And these dudes in the studio just happened to play it. They opened it last night.
Me home.
Peking Duck, Stranger, and their new hit Fire was in there as well. Which you can stream on Spotify and Apple Music. The boys are in the studio. This is Fifi, Feb and Byron on the Fox with Peking Duck.
Yeah, Adam and Reuben, welcome back.
Hello.
Boys.
G'day, g'day.
Can we just say, and I'd say this on behalf of Feb and Byron, whenever we know we've got you in the next day, we all get excited.
Oh.
Like you go, we've got the boys back. But you have that effect on people. You are genuinely buzzing, lovely blokes.
Thank you. The feeling's mutual. We had a donut on the way in here. We're excited.
I know. We did get you those donuts. Thanks to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, those donuts were real nice. There was a bit of fish in one of them. A bit of stank fish in that donut.
Stop pranking everyone, mate.
Now, you've been hanging out, Feb. Have you hit the boys up for a night out yet?
Mate, boys, as Byron said in the opener, 87,000 people.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of the MCG, my old office. Oh, it's a dominant.
Yeah.
And you guys absolutely nailed it. The pyre, there was fireworks. You had a coming out of your guitar.
Yeah.
What was that?
It went for like, in rehearsal, it wasn't like that. It was about a quarter of the size and it went for a quarter of the time. When we were doing it, I had to hold it for, I don't know how long it was. It felt like a lifetime.
And I crap you not, the first thing that Adam said after the gig, like the first thing he goes, "Hey, Rubes, can you just check, do I have my eyebrows?"
My whole face was on fire. And I burnt some of the crowd. You know how they got the little crowd down there?
I don't think they want you saying that part, Adam, about burning the crowd. I think maybe
they were having a good time. It was all love. Everyone was on
it's
fire.
It's not cool to incinerate people, though.
Yeah, talking about burning things, did you burn up Melbourne last night, boys?
Oh!
Yeah, we tore it up. Ruben was doing some dance
Nudie runs through Federation Square.
Hey, I don't know. I want to be the number one ticket holder of Peking Duck.
Yeah. Number one?
I want to be number one groupie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're in.
You're already number one in our hearts.
That's beautiful.
It literally has made my day.
Remember, because Adam, you just moved to Melbourne. How are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it. Honestly, this city is, it's truly amazing. Like, everyone used to always talk about it when I was in Sydney. You know, we got so many friends in Melbourne, they'd be like, "Melbourne's the greatest." And we'd be like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." Everyone's just always saying it.
Yeah.
Now that I've moved here, I fully understand why it is the greatest city in Australia. I'm going to put that out there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you done any chap laps yet?
I actually live just like right on Chapel, and I'll tell you what, I've done more than a few chap laps.
I just don't get how you can get such amazing food at 5 a.m. What a place.
Maybe I'm going to move down. Yeah.
Now, boys, you are very familiar with, and you've given your blessing to our segment, Tradeoke, which we usually do 6:40 on a Tuesday morning. And you, when you remixed a lot of our tradies, they ring in every morning, they sing, they belt out their favourite karaoke song.
They're beautiful.
You did such a... Can we actually hear a grab of the wonderful remix that Peking Duck did of our tradies of Melbourne?
Here we go, let's drop it.
This is art.
Mama, just kill the man.
Melbourne's tradies as remixed by Peking Duck. I mean, you should have played that at State of Origin last night.
I know. What were we thinking?
Now, we love our tradies, and we thought because you're in here, you can be part of an actual edition of Tradeoke.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
And just as an example of what you might be hearing, because get your judging hats on, this was it Kyle last week?
I believe he was Khan.
No, it was Khan, that's right.
It cannot sing.
Khan. In honour of Kylie Minogue, Kylie's 50th, he sang this song. Boys, what do you think?
Can't hold still, won't look back. When I go out, I want to go out dancing high. When I go out, I want to go out dancing high.
It sounds like you need to go to the toilet.
Man, that is huge.
Isn't it?
Was that the Moana theme song?
Yeah, that was like Moana theme song remixed by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that was huge.
Okay, well, 131060, tradies, call in now, and you will have Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck judging your performance.
We'll do it next.
Oh, yeah.
1019, The Fox.
Adam and Ruben are here from Peking Duck the morning after what was, I'm sure, a very quiet night for the boys.
I still think it's the night of.
And it's time for a very special edition of This Thief.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
The tradies of Melbourne, we love them. They're super talented and they now can perform for Adam and Ruben. So we've got Jacob from Hastings, our cabinet maker. How are you, Jacob?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Good, Jacob. Do you want to say hi to Adam and Ruben?
Hey, Adam and Ruben. How are you?
How you doing, Jacob?
How you going?
Good morning, brother.
Okay, Peking Ducker in the house, Jacob, ready to listen to you. What are you going to be performing for us?
She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5.
Oh, I love that.
Good man.
Yeah. Very emotional one, this
beautiful
one.
Beautiful song.
Okay,
Jacob. Now, there are a pair of Blunnies on the line. Blunstones have provided the prize. So good luck, Jacob. Off you go.
Sweet.
Any day.
Hit us with it.
Let's do it.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself. He was always there to help her. She always belonged to someone else. I drove for miles and miles and wound up at your door. I've had so many times, but somehow I want more. I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Look for the girl with the broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while.
It's not even the song. There we go, guys. We'll get your thoughts, Adam.
Wait. Hit us with the hook real quick. And she will do that bit. Can you?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Sick.
And she will be loved.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'll tell you what, Jackie.
Oh, that was huge!
The delivery, you know, you remind me of Dennis Rodman. It was delivered with a lot of bravado. So, yeah, I respect that.
Hold the line, you might win the Blunstones.
That was better than Dennis Lilly, too. That was huge.
Well done, Jacob. Now we've got Zach Roof Tyler from Cranbourne. Hi, Zach.
How are you?
Good, Zach. You've got an opportunity to perform to Peking Duck here. What are you going to sing?
Dancing Queen.
Awesome. Oh. Okay,
it's
a bit of ABBA.
Sick. Great choice. You legend.
Best of luck. Okay, we have a fairly low bar set
Zach
so far.
Zach the Roof Tyler, off you go.
Ooh, you can dance, you can jab, having the time of your life. Ooh, see that girl, watch that thing, digging the dancing queen. Woo. You are the dancing queen. Woo. Young and sweet, only 17.
Okay.
That was still going sick. That was so good.
Yeah, that was hot, man.
Great feedback from the boys.
That was hot.
Now we have now this is a regular. We've got our plumber from On Turner, 10 Beats. Tim, he's already got his name. That's his stage name. Oh, yeah, 10 Beats.
10 Beats.
I like it.
10 Beats.
Yes!
10 Beats, what's up?
Yeah, the boy.
Yeah!
10 Beats. What are you going to perform for Peking Duck?
Oh, I'll be singing On a Night Like This by Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
Nice. Doesn't really go with his persona, does it?
No,
10 Beats. We're all urban there for a minute and then Okay,
10 Beats.
Don't say it's like a fantasy when you know this is how it should be. You kiss me, I'm falling. Can you hear me calling? You touch me, I want you. Feels like I've always known you. On a night like this, I
just want to be together on a night like this.
The big TB.
I'll put it out there. If there was a trophy to give, you get it. That was huge.
Oh, there was the Blundstones.
Blundstones.
The Blundstones.
Is he winning?
Coming my way, surely.
10 beats as well. A very quick decision. Ruben's not about the build-up or the atmosphere. He just gave you the shoes, and why not?
Well, in my opinion, maybe we've got to have some discretion here. What do the judges think?
You are the judge.
Yeah. So ask yourself.
There you go.
No, ten beats. I'm going to call it. You've definitely won it, mate.
There we go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well done, 10 beats. Blundstones coming your way. Boys, thanks for coming in. Well done last night. 87,000 people. You smashed it on the Mill MCG. And talk to me. New bar. It's Commercial Road opening. You boys opening the bar. Exciting?
Hell yeah.
When are we looking to open?
Damn straight. Going to open it in the first week of September.
Whoa, finals time.
Yeah, just in time for the finals.
Trouble
Talk to me, Commercial Road. That'll be my new logo.
Fee, Fev is not allowed there.
He's not. This is a disaster.
For the sake of this show, Fev will never.
I will be there.
He will be there every night.
No weeknights.
Make sure you check out their new single, Fire. It's out now. They performed it last night at the MCG in front of 87,000 people, about 4 million on TV. Stream it on Spotify and Apple Music. Adam and Ruben, we love when you hang out. Thanks for coming in, guys.
We love you more. Thank you.
We love you so much.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, look out, guys. It's time for...
Oh, the new news desk.
Too busy trying to be Mike Larkin.
No, you really launched into it. You've never been more efficient.
I said to you, we'll fire off the jingle.
New news.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Or Sandra Sully with the late news.
Don't give each other high fives.
Fev like that.
It's very visual.
Now, Melbourne, we've been thrust into the midst of a global artistic dispute. And I love this. And I'm so proud of our city because of this. So we talked about this guy a few weeks ago, Spencer Tunick. Now, he's the artist who goes around the world taking photos of large masses of nude people.
Eiffel Tower.
And Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Opera House. New York. He goes to
big
iconic landmarks, puts nude people in front and takes photos. Now he's coming to Melbourne. Everyone's pumped about this, although he's hit a roadblock. And I could not be more proud of our Woolies over this. So what he really wants is to use the car park at the Woolworths in Paran, because apparently the view there is exceptional.
Sensational.
Now I know that I used to live in Paran, and that was my Woolies.
Hmm.
And so Woolies have said, no, that's our car park and we need it for our customers 24/7. And Spencer's gone, do you know who I am? This is going to be in galleries. This will be in the Louvre. This will be in galleries around the world. What are you thinking?
People want their groceries first. Yep.
And I love Woolies for that.
We do love Woolies.
Because supermarket car parks are hard enough, let alone some artists putting nude people in there.
How hard is it to get a car park? Imagine a couple of nude bodies there.
Exactly.
No, thank you, Woolies.
Get out of the way, mate.
So look, he's really going hard. In fact, this is, I'll read his quote. He goes, I've worked at UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Working on the Woolworths brand rooftop car park is providing an amazing opportunity to let Melbourne see their site, obviously how beautifully their city will be portrayed. No thanks.
It'd take, I'm going to get some rump to a new level, wouldn't it?
Ooh, there he is.
Very good. Well, you know what? Not only are we backing Woolies, stand by your car park. It's about the customers. Okay. And Paran is already quite busy. It's cluttered.
I've got a solution.
What's your solution?
I'm a man of great ideas.
Are you?
Yeah. Do you want me to tap into it?
Yeah. Is this a solution we all came up with before?
No, that was my solution.
What is it?
Well, I said on our meeting chair, Brian wasn't there, but I said, why don't we get everyone on the Fox famous rooftop nude and take our own photo, because we've got beautiful Melbourne in the background.
That is incredible.
We have got incredible views. Woolies has got great views in Paran, but we have the city. We have the Fox famous rooftop, Justin Bieber. Tradeyoki was on there.
I mean, there's an argument to say Spencer's completely overlooked the fact that we have the world famous rooftop.
It's a better rooftop than Woolies in Paran.
And let's take our own photo and let's get that around the world.
Well, I love this, Fev. This is, if we can achieve this, because I mean, firstly, we need people to want to take their clothes off on our world famous rooftop.
That's a speed hump.
But think about this. No, 13, 10, 60 if you're up for this. So we could do it tomorrow morning, live during the show.
Okay.
We get everybody in here. Now, this is something you can tell your grandkids one day, your kids. This will be like, I got nude on the world famous rooftop. One thing I must say, it would be a photo where you can't see your faces. So we'll do it artistically like Spencer.
Right.
So it'll just be sort of bottoms
and ripping off
nude
his photo.
Bodies, but you would never see your face.
Okay.
So your anonymity would be protected. Bit of fun for a cold winter morning, coming into the Fox, jumping on the world famous rooftop. Fever said he'll get nude too.
No way.
Hey, you said it was your idea. Fev's idea.
I never said that.
Oh, you got to back
if
in
If I
your
end
idea.
Up in a bath again with Fev, I'm not interested.
Byron and Fev will absolutely get nude. Come on, 13, 10, 60. Are you interested
and it's R&B
in being
Fridays
part of our photo
tomorrow? So we're going to be rude.
Right,
rude.
So that's
Why
the only way.
Why don't we make it Rudy Nudie Friday?
Okay, we'll talk about the branding.
Get rid of R&B for a day.
No,
do
don't.
Rudy
it's
nudie.
Very important.
Rude and Bear Fridays.
13, 10, 60 is the number.
R&B. Yeah.
If you'd like people to register right now, they need to call 13, 10, 60. You mean this? This isn't some dumb joke.
Let's get as many people as we can on the world famous rooftop. Bums out. No faces. No, your boss won't know that you were coming. You were, you know, late to work because you were getting nude on the world
famous
rooftop.
Our producer Leon said he'll do it.
That's very kind of him. 13, 10, 60 is the number. We'll come back to your calls.
101.9 The Fox.
We have set up a registration. Register at Fifi Fev Byron on Facebook.
Yes, because we are taking on Spencer Tunick. He's coming to town and he's going to do one of his artistic nude artistic photographs where he does this all around the world. And I love this because he's had thousands in front of the Opera House. He's had thousands in front of in New York City, in Paris. But now Woolworths and Coran have said, as much as you think you can use our rooftop car park because you love the view, not in this city, mate. And Spencer's probably over in New York where he lives going, do they know who I am and who are they? Yeah. We're Paran, mate. And we love our car parks. So we just said, I mean, I think Spencer's also overlooked the world famous rooftop, one of the best views of Melbourne you'll ever get. And we have decided tomorrow morning, about this time, we're going to take our own nude photo. So world famous rooftop and 13, 10, 60 right now if you want to register or head to our Facebook page. This the rooftop has had Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift. Now, it could have you nude, again, just your body, no faces, no, it's you, just bums.
Hey, don't forget the tradies of Melbourne.
Oh, that was a massive
tradie-oke. Was huge. Whew. But this is, you can tell your kids about this one day. There'll be a photo and you go, see those little peachy cheeks there? That was mum.
Definitely one for the grandkids, Faith. Yeah.
It's just...
Are you only accepting
one-off.
Those with little peachy cheeks, or are you welcoming all?
Big peachy cheeks, okay. Whatever the peachy cheeks are. Fev and Byron have volunteered to join in, which is great. Now we've got Sharon from Taylor's Hill. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Sharon, are you on board? Do you want to be part of our photo?
Yes.
Yay, Sharon. We're locked in, Shaz. We'll see you in the morning. Daniel in Blackburn. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how you guys going?
Yeah, good, Daniel. You want to be part of our awesome photo?
Absolutely. Why not?
Oh, why not,
See,
Daniel? You only
I love
live
Daniel.
Once.
Why
I love,
not?
You're right.
Because why not?
That's what life's made of, Daniel. Just
that's the quote of the year.
Daniel's attitude.
There we go, thanks.
Beck in Oakley. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Hey, Beck, want to get nude on the world famous rooftop?
Definitely.
Yes,
there we go.
Beck. Come on, this will be so fun. Let's see how many nude bodies we can get in this photo.
And we've got Byron from Pakenham. Do you want to get nude?
Keep the calls coming through. 13 10 60 is the number. And, of course, Fifi Fev Byron on Facebook. We're running out of breath because we're so excited by this one. It's massive. Tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow morning we're going to take on Spencer Tunick and get our own photo. Who's this? Who's interrupted
this
me?
This is Shawn Mendes. The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, if you've listened to our show for a while, you'll be very familiar with our assistant to the executive producer, Tim James. Now, if you're new to the show, Tim James is actually the brother of Scotty James. Oh, remember, yeah. World champion, snowboarder, Olympian.
Bronze
just
medalist.
All-round cool guy. And
Ray
Tim
Gold.
Works...
Tim, Tag ambassador.
Tim works on our show.
Tag Hoyer.
Now, Tim... You know, it's a bit rough for you having a brother that's so cool, so popular.
Very cool, very popular.
And we know, you know, he hangs out with Daniel Ricciardo, yes. Mumford & Sons, your favourite band over in LA. Yeah. Everyone loves him. Now, tell us what you were doing last night.
Well, it's always an early night when you work on a brekkie show. So I was just at home watching a movie.
What movie?
watching Thor Ragnarok.
Ooh, a bit of Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, Chris. Just alpha
watching,
male.
Yeah, watching Chris Hemsworth on the telly. What was your brother Scotty James doing?
He was hanging out with Chris.
Where were they?
At an event. Tag Heuer was a watch event.
So there's
fancy watches.
Chris and his your brother Scotty and his mate Chris Hemsworth.
Pretty cool.
While you're on the couch having popcorn watching Thor, he was just having froffies with Chris.
Yeah. Who's more supportive? Probably me, because I'm watching the film that Chris has put out. I don't know.
Now, we feel for you, Timmy. Yes. We really do. You're a wonderful producer on this show.
Yeah,
and, you know, you could expand your social group a little bit to be more like your brother, Scotty. Mm. And
we thought we'd help you out, didn't we?
We did, and this is an opportunity. Now, we have an interview this evening, and it's with Fev's mate, Niall Horan.
Yes, my mate.
They usually actually hang out.
Niall.
Yeah.
Niall Horan.
Formerly of One Direction.
Good research,
and
correct.
Fev has been kind enough, because he'd usually go out for beers and have a drink with Niall.
Yes.
We've said, you know what we'll do? We will give you this opportunity. So you can go and interview Niall Horan tonight. Your mission is to become mates with him. Like, you have to actually be his mate.
Okay.
He's never been more nervous.
So when you say, what's going to be the, how are we going to scale that? How are you guys going to know that Niall and Tim are now friends. What is it that I need
to follow on Instagram or Twitter, maybe a DM, a text message.
Okay.
It's a number swap, because I've got all that. So I'm passing the baton to you.
I mean, this is big. I mean, Scotty's got some pretty high-profile mates. If you can say, Scotty, my mate's Niall Horan. Now, a couple of things. You have just had laser eye surgery a few days ago.
Has it gone down?
You look like a character from The Walking Dead. Your eyes are actually bleeding. Are you going to wear glasses? Like, what could you... Because that's just...
Well, it's interesting because it depends on the lighting at the venue. I'll probably be interviewing backstage.
Yes, you know this.
If the lighting's a bit full on, I probably will have to wear my laser sight glasses to protect my eyes.
We've got a little bit of a present for you.
So you'll have those things that you're going to have to wear, you're also going to have to wear his merch.
Okay.
So we've got a T-shirt, a Niall Horan T-shirt here for you.
Interesting flicker.
Great opportunity.
So pop that on so you'll be fully merched up.
It's a nice headshot of Niall on a T-shirt there.
Will he want to be friends with someone who's turned up wearing his face on their shirt?
Life's not easy.
You need challenges, Tim. You need challenges as well.
So challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Why don't you slide him a DM right now or soon and just try to start the friendship off? And we might touch base with you at the end of the show and see whether or not you've heard from him.
Love it. Let's do it.
Challenge is on.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Melbourne, our state government are tipping around $600,000 into the Women in Industrial Relations. Minister Nellie Hutchins is creating a group called Women in Construction, and it's a strategy group to try to encourage more women to enter construction and the building industries. That's interesting, because we were reading this morning and thinking, right, that's interesting. So what's going on here? Now, they want to address or look at including industry benchmarks. They want to identify the barriers to women's participation in building and construction and develop some solutions. And I was saying to you, Fev, it's an interesting one, because I don't have much to do with the building industry, but I have a lot to do with women and friends, and I've grown up as a woman, obviously, and I've never known any girls to want to get into the building industry. I've got some friends that are architects, town planners, and I thought to myself, okay, well, I admire part of this in that they want to identify the barriers to women's participation, because if there are barriers... Absolutely, they need to be identified. Yeah. What's stopping women?
Yeah, I wonder what those barriers are, Boxy.
But I thought...
Saying it's a man's world, a builder? Is that what they're implying?
Maybe. I mean, the only thing I can imagine is that if there are girls, young girls, thinking, I'd like to get into building, but I don't feel comfortable. I think that's a man's world. Let's identify that.
Sure.
But do we have to tip $600,000 into it? Why don't we just do that here? I'm thinking 13 10 60. Girls and guys in the building industry, ring in. Do you feel that there are barriers? Are you a woman or a girl or
a teenager
who would like to get into building, but you don't feel that there are opportunities?
I've seen a lot of females, because there's a lot of construction on Beach Road at the moment for sewage pipes that are going through, and there's a lot of girls with the stop and go signs and
the roadworks,
which pays amazing. That's a very good
job. Well, also, we just heard this morning that there are a lot of backpackers. So that's that's instead of going to vineyards or going to the orchards and fruit picking, a lot of female backpackers can get, maybe that's, was there a loophole? Do they not pay
tax? That beats working at that beats a lot of harder jobs.
Definitely you see lots of women on roadworks now.
Fifi the builder.
Oh, well, I've never had a desire to build.
Neither have I.
But, and I think this is interesting, $600,000 we're spending on this strategy, and that's fine, but why don't we just do it here for free? We won't charge anything.
Good.
And just get to the bottom of this.
It could even be possible that girls just don't want to do it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because sometimes it's like forcing people into an industry they don't really want to do. and let's identify that
sure,
now.
Sure, let's see. 13 10 60.
101.9 The Fox.
The state government, our government, Melbourne, Victorian government, are tipping nearly $600,000 to create a Women in Construction strategy. Now, this is to create some industry benchmarks, identify the barriers to women's participation in building and construction. And we thought maybe we can save the $600,000 and get to the bottom of it here.
Just send the report of this phone up.
Well, just so many things you can
we'll
do with $600,000.
Yeah, we'll take
our feet. No, but I was only speaking from my own experience. I've never wanted to be in the building industry. That's just me.
And I'm a man and I never wanted to.
Well, yeah, but I've not known any women too. So I'm thinking, okay, are they not entering because they feel intimidated and it's a man's world, or maybe there are women in the industry and they can give us their insight. So we've got Nicole from Sunbury. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Nicole. Nicole, where do you sit on this? What's your story?
So when I was in year 10, I decided I wanted to get into carpentry. I did my pre-apprenticeship at high school for 2 years and was working just on weekends and stuff like that. And it was just the older mindset of the people I was working for. I was just taken as a joke. Even my teacher at TAFE just was convinced I was there for ulterior motives, just thought I was there for the attention of the boys and all that. So I gave it up after 2 years.
Then Nicole, that's really interesting, because that does mean we do need to look at some industry benchmarks and identify these barriers.
That sort of justifies the $600,000.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly does, but this is what we want to get to the bottom of.
Just making sure the money's well spent. So far probably needs
Nicole,
needs
so what did
spent.
You do? What industry are you in now?
I'm working and studying in IHS at the moment.
Oh, okay. Would you go back into building?
I'd like to. I actually had a back injury at TAFE, so that is another reason I stopped. But, yeah, it was definitely coming anyway.
It would be interesting, and thank you for that, Nicole. We didn't ask, but it would be interesting to hear from builders, even male builders, about also the physical strength that's required in a lot of these situations. Because Fev just said to me before off air, if there was a plank of wood over there, which one of us would go and pick it up? Not me.
But
I'm serious. I can't pick it up.
That's not being discriminative towards women. It's just saying that's bloody. I probably won't be able to pick that up, because 90% of men are probably stronger. And you go, you go pick that up. But that's just what happens on a workplace. You've got to carry stuff.
That's
why I couldn't do it, because I am not strong.
Yeah. So there's lots of factors, I guess. So we've got Lisa from Mornington. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Lise, now where are you coming at with this? You work in the building industry?
I work for a not-for-profit organisation that trains disadvantaged and disengaged youth in building and construction. I also get involved in getting them jobs, and these level-crossing removal big construction companies, two of them I work with, McConnell Dow and John Holland, they're looking for more women to come in. The state government, when they allotted like $60 million to build a bridge to remove a level crossing, they say you've got to use 10% of that money to give opportunities to people who wouldn't normally have an opportunity. So my job is to try and find women to get them into the building and construction. And one of the barriers I've found, because I go out to do career expos and with high school kids, and I noticed when all my marketing had men on it, boys, only the boys would stop and speak to me. But then the last expo I did, I asked my marketing department to put one of the women on it that we have out working. And every single woman who walked past me stopped to speak to me when she saw the big sign that said, sign up for construction here with a women's image on it.
I think
it's just perception. And the other thing I'd like to add is it's not all about hard work, you know, physical labour. Mm. You can get into Occ Health and Safety, There's plenty of really great admin jobs out on these work sites, like especially with the level crossing removal where there's work for the next 8 to 10 years. It's amazing money for women who are... We struggle, you know, on what we have, this unequal pay. Actually, you know, if we move into these fields of work where we're welcome, the bosses want hard workers, and they know women are hard workers.
Well, that's a good message.
It is. Thank you, Lisa. I thought this $600,000 might be a waste of money. You've just proven it's not. So thank you for that. And second to that, do you know what I'd like? I'd like one of those jobs where you get the clipboard and the hard hat. You walk around, you know, with a big parka. Yeah. Pick that up, Feb.
You want to go to a costume party is what you want.
101.9 The Fox.
Feb, you and I aren't pet people. We don't have pets.
No, we don't.
No, but, obviously pets play a big part in a lot of people's lives. And I always find it interesting when couples come together because I don't know that a pet person with a non-pet person always works.
It's like the Collingwood and the Carlton supporter. Don't mix.
Yeah, you're up against it, aren't you? Now, I feel for Liz and Mike. Liz and Mike.
A couple of your mates, aren't they?
Just Liz and Mike. Just the locals down at Somerville.
No, they're just in a news story I read this morning. Liz and Mike have been married, husband and wife, for 25 years. That's a quarter of a century. That's a good effort. Now, Mike has left the marriage. He gave Liz an ultimatum. He said, me or the 30 rescue dogs you've brought home.
30 dogs?
Yeah, so Liz has got a thing. She started getting rescue dogs, hasn't been able to stop herself, and now she's got 30.
Wow.
And at that stage, Mike was like, and fair enough. Mike's gone, yeah, I think you've now capped it. 30's gone a bit over, and I can't stay in the house. So
that was Mike's tipping point.
Mike's tipping point, and he gave her
the 30th dog.
He gave her the ultimatum: it's me or the dogs.
And she didn't choose the dogs.
And she said the dogs.
Oh, poor Mike!
30 dogs.
I don't reckon Mike saw that coming.
But I would love to hear from anyone in Melbourne who has similarly either put their partner on notice or they've been put on notice.
Okay.
And it doesn't. Let's not just stick with one breed of animal. I mean, me or the cat. Me or the bunny.
Any pet.
Or the rat.
Me or the snake.
Wow. Now, we don't have pets, Byron and Fee, because Mia's allergic to animals. So we don't have any animals because she gets really bad allergies. So she's 18 now, and the little ones, they want a dog. Dad wants a dog. I'd love to have a dog to hang out with during the day. It'd be amazing because the kids go off to school and I'm like, oh, I'm so bored. I can have a dog. Ultimatum.
You can have a baby soon.
Yeah.
You can play with that.
But the baby would love it. Yeah, true. But Mia, she's 18 now with Daniel. She's nearly...
Trying to get
Mia,
out.
So Mia...
Out. Dog in.
Because you are the dog and the dog's in.
13 10 60 is our number.
101.9 The Fox.
Talking about Liz and Mike, a couple we don't know. We don't know anything about them. They've been written up in the news today because they were married for 25 years and Liz started bringing home rescue dogs, which is, a wonderful cause. And anyone who does that, I tip my hat to them.
Our very own Dave Hughes does that.
Yeah, Hughesy does. Exactly. It's lovely. I mean, I'm not a dog person, but if I did, I would do that. I think. Like, I don't know, but I'm not. I'm just, I want to be a dog person.
I reckon if you had a little puppy, I reckon a really cute little puppy.
I'm scared of them, Fev. I can't touch a dog. I get scared.
Wow.
Did you get bitten when you were younger?
I got bitten a lot when I was younger. I told you, Beasley.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Named after Beasley. Simon Beasley, great Western Bulldogs player. Now bookie. And he was a Maltese Pekingese, and every time I touched him, he bit my hand off. So I've got.
You've got a lot of issues around this.
Anyway, back to this. So Mike said after Liz brought home 30 rescue dogs, honey, it's me or the dogs. And she went with the dogs.
Oh. See ya.
So these sort of ultimatums may be happening in relationships in Melbourne. Jackie from Springvale South. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you guys going?
Yeah, good. Are you in a situation where you've had to put forward an ultimatum?
I was. My husband gave me an ultimatum, me or the dogs, and so I threw him out.
How long had you had the dog?
What happened was I already had one dog before we got married, and he didn't like it. But then I fostered another dog that I ended up adopting, and he said, it's me or the dogs, because they were big dogs, bull mastiffs. And I said to him, I am not getting rid of my dog. You can go. See you later. So after 4 months of marriage, he got kicked out.
That's fascinating.
4 months into a marriage.
And you're still not together, Jack?
No, we got divorced in May last year.
Over the dogs.
And does the dog appreciate you, Jack?
Yep, the dog does. He's adorable.
I love that.
He's a bull mastiff who thinks he's a chihuahua.
There we go. Wow.
That's... I used to have a chihuahua. And it was then, called Flopsy.
Yeah, it wasn't a great end for Flopsy.
It wasn't a great end for Flopsy, but he thought he was one of those big dogs, and he wasn't.
Oh. Yeah.
What was the end for Flopsy?
He got attacked by two other dogs, German Shepherds. Yeah, but that's okay. That's life.
Ryan is on the line. Hi, Ryan.
Flopsy.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Ryan. Now, you were given an ultimatum?
Yeah, my partner said it's me or the dirt bike.
Can I ask you a bit, Ryan? I have been in a relationship with a guy with a dirt bike. In fact, he was a motocross rider. He was the sidecar guy, though.
Oh, yes, that's right. He wasn't even the main structure. He's hanging off the end.
He's the handbag.
No, he had motorbike. But was it because you rode them all weekend?
Oh, ride them all weekend, stay out till midnight working on them. Getting them ready for the next weekend.
Yeah, I lived with this guy for a little bit. The washing of them, the weekends, having to watch him go around a dirt track. It's tedious.
And he's always hanging out with the other guy that's actually riding
the
bike.
Ryan, what did you choose?
I chose to ease up on the dirt bike and chose her.
Oh, well done, Ryan, you little sweetheart.
What was that, mate? You were saying something?
Only because I'm injured and can't ride it. Oh.
One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid. 101.9